The SCO Group, owners of the Unix operating system, has been in business for 25 years. This past year, however, SCO made more waves in the IT community than ever before. Based on claims that SCO intellectual property had found its way into Linux, SCO launched an all-out offensive to protect those rights. Today, in addition to their solid Unix products business line, they have created the SCO Source division to protect and enforce their Unix intellectual property rights. Darryl McBride, who's president and CEO of the SCO Group, joins us now. Hi, Darryl.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going great. Hey, now you have been with SCO for over 2 years now. What is it that attracted you to the company?
The attraction point was very simple. In the computer world, there are two types of computer operating systems, Windows and Unix. Everybody knows Windows. You run it on your computer. Microsoft owns it. What many people may not know, though, is Unix, which is the powerful server-type software operating system that runs many businesses and back-end servers, is owned by the SCO Group. It has a lot of value, and that was really the key point that attracted me to join the company.
Now, obviously, your IP enforcement activities are what many industry watchers are focused on now. What are the assets you're trying to protect here?
The key asset we're trying to protect here is our intellectual property of the Unix operating system ownership. That revolves around source code ownership, agreements and contracts we have with over 3,000 organizations around the world, and then ultimately our copyright to that Unix System 5 operating system. And so those are really key substantial assets that we are in the process of protecting.
And what sort of IP enforcement activities have you undertaken to this point?
The key enforcement activities we've taken on in the last year were first to notify users that they were out of bounds or out of compliance with our intellectual property. In some cases, that has led to users stepping up and paying us a license. In other cases, it has led to litigation, you know, not too dissimilar from the music industry, where they went out and filed lawsuits against thousands of users. We haven't gone to thousands, but we do have a handful of lawsuits out there. I was trying to explain this to my father the other day. He grew up on a ranch, and he was asking the question, what's with all the lawsuits? Sounds very complicated. I said, well, it's actually quite simple. It's like in our days growing up on the ranch. If you took the cattle up on the mountains in the summertime, and then in the fall you went to round them up, you had to bring the cattle back in, and whenever they had a brand on their side, you could establish which brands were yours. In the meantime, if somebody came and took your cattle, you had the rights to go track them down. When I was growing up, we had a case very similar to that. Someone stole our cattle. We went and found our brands. The brand inspector helped us get restoration of those cows back to us, and we were whole again with our property. That's exactly what's going on here. Copyrights of software are very similar to brands on cattle. And what we're doing is we found that the copyright works that we have here have made their way into other properties. We're in the process of rounding these up. And once we have them rounded up, then we will feel like we'll have restitution and justice for our intellectual property demands that we have out there.
Now, Darryl, obviously, if our listeners want to read more details about specific lawsuits, they're on your website. But in general, talk with us about the implications of intellectual property protection beyond the software industry.
We may not recognize it, but intellectual property is pervasive in our society today. In addition to the software industry, protection of IP is critical in maintaining industries as varied as pharmaceutical research, production of music and film industries. And actually, there are some interesting parallels between what's happening to us here at SCO and what's going on in the music industry. You have seen that since the music industry has gone out and enforced their rights, the illegal piracy of music has cut in half. And as we look at other industries, whether it is the pharmaceuticals or film industries, we think that protecting your property is in fact going to be very positive for society so that people are able to keep their copyrights protected and moving forward in the kind of capitalistic society that we live in.
Darryl, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Darryl McBride is CEO of the SCO Group, and we reached him in their Linden, Utah offices.